supposing you need a vacation, Brazil is the place you should be. So you can't understand what they're saying, or you can't read a sign that you see.
But you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes, you stop at the Copacabana with Sugarloaf Mountain in view. So the words on the menu mean nothing. You can't ask a soul what to do, but you don't have to know the language. With the moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her eyes,
when she smiles your way, what more would you want anyone to say? So you sigh, just sigh.
You don't have to mention that Yankee phrase, aye, aye. Perhaps when you end your vacation, you bring back a bit of Brazil.
So you can't understand what she's saying. You need an interpreter still,
but you don't have to know the language.
With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your arms
and a look in her eyes,
you don't have to know the language if you don't want to say goodbye. With the moon in the sky
and a girl in your arms,
it's a look in her eye. You don't have to know, you don't have to know.
The language isn't necessary,
cause the meaning doesn't vary if you've got the charm it takes. The language isn't necessary.
When she smiles your way,
what more would you want anyone to say?
So you sigh, just sigh.
You don't have to mention that Yankee phrase, aye, aye. Perhaps when you end your vacation, you bring back a bit of Brazil. So you can understand what she's saying. You need an interpreter still, but you don't even have to know the language.
With a moon in the sky and a girl in your arms and a look in her
eyes, aye, aye, aye. No, you don't have to know the language if you don't.